弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次来一同寻求主旨意的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have this opportunity to seek the Lord's will together.
我们在读圣经以前，再有点祷告。
Before we read the scripture, let us have some words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
谢谢你借着你爱子所给我们的拯救。
Thank you for the salvation you've given us through your beloved Son.
真是咒诅他受，祝福我们享。
That is so true. That curse he has bear, and then we receive the blessing.
我们谢谢你做那奇妙的工作。
We thank you for doing this amazing work.
你也是。要我们在你把我们放在的你的家中，在你的儿女当中一同认识你。
And you also would like us to place, you also would like to place us in your family and among your children to know you together.
你有重大的计划在你的儿女的身上。
You have such great purpose planned upon your children.
我们需要你启示我们，并且给我们第一手的认识。
We need you to reveal to us and give us the first-hand understanding.
我们无论听的、翻译的、讲的，都无依靠的仰望等候你。
Whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, without any other reliance, we look upon you and wait before you.
我们求你从天上的宝座把你的话，赏赐下来。
Pray that may you provide us with your words from the heavenly throne.
当我们等候你的时候，你就照着我们的需要，照着你旨意所要叫我们明白的，丰丰富富的，超过我们所求所想的，来供应给我们。
So as we wait before you, according to the need of your will and according what we need, that may you richly, abundantly give to us, further surpassing our imagination and understanding.
求你再用宝血洁净我们。
Once again, may your precious blood cleanse us.
为你的教会，为我们穿上全副的教军装。
Put on the full panoply of God for your church and for each one of us.
堵住我们的破口，并且用无限量的圣灵充满我们。
Stop our gaps and also fill us with the infinite Holy Spirit.
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都需要无限量的圣灵来充满我们。
Whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear, that we need your unlimited Holy Spirit to fill us.
使我们在这个聚集中，真是一同在你面前蒙恩受益。
So that in this gathering, that we can together receive the grace and being edified from you.
无论我们任何人有任何的软弱，主你的恩典、你的能力，叫我们所有的软弱，都在你面前。主啊，能够被你刚强起来。
Regardless of what kind of weakness we have, but through your grace and power, that we can truly be strengthened, in our weakness.
我们再一次把颂赞、荣耀、敬拜的归给你。
Once again, we give you all the blessing, glory, and worship.
愿我们在你面前所寻求的旨意，是叫我们能够实际的预备好，迎接主耶稣基督的再来。
We do pray that the will that we are seeking before you can truly prepare us and hasten ready for your return.
好叫主你的荣耀能够全面性的彰显。
So that your glory can be fully manifested in all aspects.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read the places of scriptures.
第一处我们读以弗所书第六章，从第十节到第二十节。
First, let us read Book of Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 to 20.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavens.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And shut your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
此外拿着信的当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the seal of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
好，再提醒一下啊，在刚才我们读过的这圣经中，说我们不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
A reminder that through the scripture we just read, because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
这个征战是每一个圣徒、每一个信主的人一得救就开始的。
This warfare is for each saint and for each one who is saved by grace. This warfare starts as soon as someone is believing in God.
但是这个征战呢，在我们的主基督耶稣身上是已经完成、已经得胜的。
But this warfare in our Lord Jesus Christ has already been completed, and he has already overcome.
所以主是用这个征战使神的儿女能够成熟的。
So the Lord uses this warfare to let all the children of God to become mature.
所以我们需要认识主已经成就的得胜。
So we need to understand this victory which the Lord has already accomplished.
那我们就不会听到征战就觉得十分的为难，或者十分的，或者是我们采一个逃避的状态。
So then it will not be that whenever we hear about warfare, then we feel it's such a struggle or we try to escape.
十三节告诉我们要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切还能站立得住。
Verse 13 tells us, For this reason, take to you the panoply of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以这个征战是这个，就是我们经历这些呢，是一边征战，又一边建造神，一边完成神的旨意。
So as we experience this warfare, on the one hand, we are going through the warfare, but on the other hand, we are accomplishing God's will.
好，下一段圣经。
So the next part.
下一段圣经在以弗所是四章十二节到十六节。
The it's in Book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12 to 16.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
For the perfecting of the saints, with a view to the work of the ministry, with a view to the edifying of the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
In order that we might no longer be babes tossed and carried about by every wind of that teaching which is in the sleight of man, in unprincipled cunning, with a view to systematized error.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
But holding the truth in love, we may grow up to him in all things, who is the head, the Christ.
中文的翻译是爱心说诚实话，其实呢这个诚实话是你看英文的话是 holding the truth， 就是持定真理，是在爱里面持定真理。
So this is the original is actually holding the truth in love.
十六节，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From whom the whole body fitted together and connected by every joint of supply, according to the working in its measure of each one part, works for itself in the increase of the body to itself building up in love.
好，我们再看另外一段圣经，这是哥林多前书第十三章第四节。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Love has long patience, is kind. Love is not envious of others. Love is not insolent and rash. Is not puffed up.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Does not behave in an unseemly manner, does not seek what is its own, is not quickly provoked, does not impute evil.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Does not rejoice at inequity, but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
爱是永不止息，先知讲道之能，终必归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止；知识也终必归于无有。
Love never fails, but whether prophecies they shall be done away, or tongues they shall cease, or knowledge it shall be done away.
我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part.
等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有。
But when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part shall be done away.
我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I felt as a child, I reasoned as a child. When I became a man, I had done with what belonged to the child.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
For we see now through a dim window obscurely, but then face to face, now I know partially, but then I shall know according as I also have been known.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
And now abide faith, hope, love, these three things, and the greater of these is love.
我们这个最近一段时间读启示录。
For we have been reading Book of Revelation recently.
那第二章就提到以弗所教会。
And the second chapter talks about Church of Ephesus.
那以弗所教会呢，主给他有一个责备。
And to the Church of Ephesus, our Lord gave a rebuke.
就是他把起初的爱心离弃了。
For it has left its first love.
那所以主就说呢，所以应当回想从哪里坠落的，并要悔改。
Therefore, the Lord says, "Remember, therefore, from whence thou fallen, and repent."
行起初所行的事，你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
And do the first words, else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent.
对以弗所教会来讲，这一个责备呢，是非常关，是这个教会呢，怎么讲说，是一个关键性的失落。
So that to Church of Ephesus, this rebuke is truly a very critical loss.
而且呢，这个失落的结果呢，就是灯台从原处挪去了。
And the result of they lost the first love is that their candlestick was being removed out of the place.
所以在以弗所呢，他在七个在启示录的七个教会里面，这个以弗所呢，他的关键问题就是神的爱的爱的问题。
So among the seven churches, this Church of Ephesus, its critical issue has to do with the love of God.
它失去了起初的爱。
It lost its first love.
那我们回到这个保罗写给以弗所教会的以弗所书。
And then as we return to this book of Ephesians, which was written by Paul.
那你会发现呢，以弗所书里面呢，讲爱也讲的挺多的。
Then you will realize that in the book of Ephesians, also mentioned about love many times.
我稍微数了一下，我不一定数得最准确，大概有最少有21次，就是包括爱的神的爱的这个字的爱的名词、动词加形容词。
So I counted, and although I might not be very accurate, but we mentioned about the love of God at least. 21 times, which is the love, the word noun or adjective or verb.
那在第一章里面提了在第一章里面呢提了两次三次。
In first chapter, mentioned love 3 times.
第二章呢提了两次。
Second chapter mentioned 2 times.
第三章提了两次。
Third chapter mentioned 2 times.
第四章提了三次。
Fourth chapter mentions 3 times.
第五章提了九次。
Fifth chapter mentions 9 times.
第六章呢提了三次，所以呢应该是22次。
Sixth chapter mentions 3 times, therefore shall be total 22 times.
所以这里呢，你就会发现他讲那提了那么多次神的爱这个字，他。这个到底主要强调的内容在哪里
？So as you realize, as this word "love of God" has mentioned so many times, that what exactly it would like to put emphasis upon?
所以我们靠主的恩典，我们稍微了解一下。
So by the grace of the Lord, let us briefly understand.
我们先看第一章的第四节。
So it's chapter 1, verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
According as he has chosen us in him before the world's foundation, that we shall be holy and blameless before him in love.
那你看这个中文英文有点差别哈，这个中文第五节一开始就是又因爱我们啊，但是这个呢，其实呢，在英文呢是在第四节里面。
There's some difference in the Chinese and English translation. In Chinese translation, the beginning of verse 5 mentioned about love, but then actually this love is mentioned in verse 4 in English.
那在第五节讲到就是按自己旨意所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
And verse 5 says, having marked us out beforehand for adoption through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
那第六节呢，就告诉我们说，使他的荣耀的恩典得到称赞，这恩典是在爱子里赐给我们的。
And verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has taken us into favor in the beloved.
所以这几节呢，就给我们看到，这个第四节讲到的，成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，是在神的爱里面神做的。
So that verse 4 shows us that we can become holy and blameless, which is being done in God's love.
那第五节讲到得着儿子的名分，也是在神的爱里面神做的。
And also verse 5 says for adoption through Jesus Christ to himself, which is also being done in his love.
这是神的旨意，这也是这个神在借着这样神的荣耀会彰显的。
And this is God's will, and through this, then God's glory will be manifested.
那成为圣洁无有瑕疵，跟得到儿子的名分是有密切相关的。
And to be holy and blameless has so much to do with for adoption of his son.
那这个成为圣洁呢，另外一面呢，跟神的国度是有关系的。
On the other hand, to become holy also have to do with the kingdom.
所以如果读到第五章的第三节以后，你就会发现。
So if you read, start from chapter 5, verse 3 and on, then you realize.
他说，至于淫乱，并一切的污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。
But fornication and all uncleanness or unbridled lust, let it not be even named among you as it becomes saints.
所以方和圣徒的体统就跟分别为圣、圣洁是有关系的。
So become saints has to do with sanctification, separation, and also holiness.
然后下面讲说，淫词妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
And then it says filthiness and foolish talking or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather thanksgiving.
好，在下面看下去，他说，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的、污秽的、贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的，有贪心的就与拜偶像一样。
For this you are well informed of, knowing that no fornicator or unclean person or person of unbridled lust who is an idolater has inheritance in the kingdom of the Christ and God.
所以这里是关系到神国度的见证，或者是能不能够进入神的国度。
So this has to do with the testimony of the kingdom of God, or whether one is able to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以神在他的爱里面，在我们身上做工，要叫我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，是要我们能够欢欢喜喜的，或者丰丰富富的，在神的国度里面有份。
So that God works in us, so that we can become holy without blameness. That is that we can joyfully enter into the kingdom of God and be part of His kingdom.
所以。这个当然我们可能这个反对这样话的人有很多的理由，但是在第一章第四节告诉我们，神是在爱里面不但是呼召我们，也把我们带进到这个世纪。
So there are many reasons for people to be against what it says here. However, chapter 1 verse 4 tells us that God called us in love and also make us become into such a reality.
好，那我们再看一处关于这个圣洁方面的。
And then we will look at another place that's related to holiness.
这里是有一个例子给我们看到。
Here shows us an example.
这个是在希伯来书第十二章。
That's in Book of Hebrews chapter 12.
第十四节开始。
Start from verse 14.
他说你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Pursue peace with all and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord.
又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
Watching lest there be anyone who lacks the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and may be defiled by it.
恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one meal sold his birthright.
后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝，虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。
For you know that also afterwards, desiring to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, although he sought earnestly with tears.
所以你可以看到，这里圣洁是跟得着儿子的名分是有关系的。
So here you can see that holiness has to do with sonship.
所以神呢是在爱里面，不但使我们圣洁，无有瑕疵。他也在爱里面要把我们做成能够得着儿子的名分的实际。
So God, that he make us holy and blameless in love, and also in his love, he will make us to enter into a reality of receiving sonship.
那得着儿子名分呢，也可以说是这个儿子长大成熟。
And to receiving sonship also means that the son has grown up to become mature.
那长大成熟呢，跟圣洁没有瑕疵呢，是密切相关的。
Grown up into maturity has much to do with holy and blameless.
那所以如果不愿意圣洁无有瑕疵呢，长大成熟呢，就有困难了。
Therefore, if one is not willing to be holy and blameless, then it will be very difficult for the person to grow into maturity.
然后我们看到神呢，他成就这些事呢，是有他的一个怎么讲说，是有他的一个管理的程序的。
And we can see that for God to accomplish this thing, there's this management and administration order.
所以呢，这个呢，在这个在以弗所书翻译的就说是安排的啊，这个是 administration 啊，神呢。他对于他旨意的事情是有安排的。
So in the book of Ephesians, it's been translated as administration, which is God has his planned arrangement for what his will is.
所以在第一章里面看到，神为着使我们能够得着儿子的名分，那成为圣洁没有瑕疵，所以他要把我们带到这个在基督里面同归于一的这样的实际。
So that chapter 1 shows us that God will make us to be holy without our blame, and then so we can receive sonship, which he will bring us into a reality of head up all things in Christ.
所以在基督里面同归于一，不光是归在基督的名下，而是让基督做头。
So that head up all things in the Christ, not only that we can all be under the name of Christ, but also let Christ be the head.
所以让基督做头呢，是更丰富的来进入和经历这个神的爱的交通。
so that let Christ be the head can even more richly enter into a reality and also enter into the fellowship with God.
让基督做头呢，也更丰富的在圣灵里面能够得着确据。
And let Christ be the head can even further richly in the Holy Spirit that we can receive in assurance.
让基督做头呢，也就是让神在基督里面的那个能力也在我们身上丰富的运行。
And let Christ be the head, which also allows the power within Christ can be freely operate, move upon us.
所以让基督做头呢，是仇敌攻击的一个重点。
So let Christ to be the head is one of the critical attack point from, is one of the things that the enemy will attack the most.
因为基督一不做头，我们跟神爱的交通呢，就偏离了。
For as soon as Christ is not being the head, our fellowship in love with God will immediately be going astray.
因为我们知道神在他爱里面是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
For we know that God in His love will conform us into the image of His Son.
所以既然要磨成神儿子的形象，基督做头是必须的，是没有可以选择的。
Since to be conforming into the image of His Son, then Christ being the head is a must. It's not optional.
所以这个是进入丰富的一个基本的原则。
Therefore, this is the most fundamental principle of entering into the fullness.
所以这个原则呢，不只是在个人，更是在教会里面。
And this principle not only applies to individual, but also in church.
所以教会如果不是让基督做头，你就发现教会绝对不会有丰富。
Therefore, if the church does not let Christ be the head, then the church will definitely not have any fullness.
那个人如果不让基督做头呢，他也没有办法经历那基督超越的能力，那超越的这呼召和超越的神那荣耀的旨意。
And then if individually not let Christ be the head, then he's not able to experience the surpassing power calling of God.
所以仇敌黑暗的势力就特别攻击这件事情。
So the enemy, the power of darkness, specially attacks this thing.
所以他可以用各种的方式把我们从本来有基督做头的实际把我们弄到偏离的状态。
So it uses all kinds of ways to lead us astray from Christ being the head.
有的时候我们是逐渐的偏离，但是我们却不完全知道。
Sometimes we go astray gradually, but we do not realize it.
所以这就考验我们是不是在主面前有一个密切的跟主祷告、亲近、交通有关系的。
So it truly has to do with whether we have such intimate prayer or fellowship with the Lord.
所以如果我们是真正常常来到主的宝座前，那个持定的能力在我们身上就会很明显的运行。
So then, if we truly have taste that we often come before the Lord strong, then the sustaining power should be obviously moving.
所以这个呢，是我们需要注意的。
So this is something we shall pay attention to.
那第二章也提到神的爱。
And the second chapter also mentioned the love of God.
第二章提到神的爱是从我们的得救讲起的。
When the second chapter mentions about the love of God, it starts from our salvation.
然后这个从得救讲起，而且这个我们不但从死亡当中被拯救出来，然后活过来。
And when talking starting from our salvation, that we were being dead in offenses, but we are being quickened.
而且呢，可以与基督一同活在复活的实际里面，也可以与基督一同坐在天上。
And also we are able to live in the reality of the resurrection of Christ and we can together sit in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus.
然后呢又把我们带进到这个神儿女当中，这个呢使得呢我们跟神的儿女合在一起。
And also bring us to be among God's children so we can be united together with God's children.
所以主在主把我们，因为我们是与他一同复活，又与他一同坐在天上，所以呢，我们是能够受他带领，能够被他做工，或者是让他的工作在我们身上有路的。
For because we resurrected together with the Lord and also sit in heavenly places together with Him, therefore we are able to be guided by Him, and also He has a way among us.
所以他如果已经拆毁的墙。如果我们是在，如果他在我们身上是有路的话，他已经拆毁的，我们就不应该再把它筑起来。
So therefore, for what he has broken down, the middle wall of enclosure, that what he has broken down, we shall not build this up again.
而且呢，他也这个把人和人之间所有的，或者和律法之间的这个冤仇呢，全部都解决了。
And also, he has already resolved the issue of all the enmity among men or any issues of law.
所以他把圣徒聚在一起是造成一个新人。
So that he gathered all the saints together into one new man.
那这个造呢，是创造的那个造，也就是新造的造。
And this is the...making into one new man is the word of creation.
那在以弗所书第二章呢，用了两次，一次是讲到这个人的面，就是第十节，然后一次就讲到团体面，就是刚才我们看到这个第十五节。
So in the Ephesians chapter 2 mentioned this two times. One is in individual aspect, the other one is verse 15, corporate aspect.
所以主呢，不但是把我们拯救了，主在我们蒙恩得救人身上做全新的创造的工作。
So the Lord not only saved us, but in us who are saved by grace, God does this newly creation work.
那我们也许对个人的新造，有人讲到我们得救了，所以我成为一个新人，这个有经历人可能比较多。
So it might be more people who have more experience about individually who experience about being a new creation.
但是在以弗所书第二章十五节讲到，造成全新的创造，就是等蒙恩得救的人，蒙恩得救的圣徒被做成，被造成一个新人，这个呢？在圣徒的经历上是比较缺乏的。
But as mentioned in verse 15, that this corporately making into one new man, that most of the saints have lack of this experience.
但是这一切呢，都在神的爱里面做的工作。
But all these are being done in the love of God.
他要做到这个新人做成一个地步呢，他你们要说呢，他呢就说。就说那个可以呢，与一就是第十六节说，在十字架上面的冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一个身体，然后与神和好。
He will create this one new man to into a point that, and as verse 16 says, I might reconcile both in one body to God by the cross, having by it slain the enmity.
所以到了第十七节说，并且来传和平的福音。给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
And verse 17, and coming he has preached the glad tidings of peace to you who were afar off, and the glad tidings of peace to those who were nigh.
所以神是先把圣徒做成在神面前与神和好的一个团体，然后用这个团体来向世人或者来做见证，神的平安是在这些人当中。是可以传达出去的。
So that first, God has reconciled this into this corporate being, and then in among the harmony of this corporate being with this peace that this corporate being have, then it can be testified that God's peace can be preached afar off.
所以这个福音的传递不是只有言语，这个福音的传递是有教会。是基督身体的见证，成为一个福音的信息。
So that this glad tidings is not just, 对不起，忘了，sorry.
这个福音的传递不是只有话语而已。
Sorry. So the preach of this glad tidings is not just by words, but this glad tidings is because through church become a message.
对，这个被神做成的一个与神和好的这一个基督的身体，是能够把福音送出去，把平安送出去给人家的。而且呢，这个得着这个福音的人呢，他也进到这个平安里面，进到这个身体里面。
So that this body being created into one new man, this corporate body is able to send out the peace to others, and also this body is able to enter into God's peace of the glad tidings.
所以在这里呢，不光是叫人得救而已，而且是要叫人一起来到神，来到父的面前。
So that here, not only for men to be saved, but here would like all together come before God.
所以这个得着福音的人马上就进到基督的身体里面，得着福音的人马上就被圣灵的感动，在圣灵里面能够一起来到父神的面前。
So that this person received the glad tidings immediately entering into the Holy Spirit into the body, and also that the person who received the glad tidings is able to through the Holy Spirit can come before the Father.
所以这个得救的人呢，他也不会再觉得自己是外人或者是客旅，他在神的家中呢，他在这个身体里面呢，是能够一同见证神的国度，也一同他也一同在神的家里面。
So that this person who is saved no longer feels that he's a stranger and foreigner, but he's able to be together with all the saints as fellow citizens and in the house of God.
所以那个关键就是刚讲的那个全新的创造。所以这里就是说，神在爱里面，在我们身上有个人的面，有团体，有这个基督身体的团体的这个全新的创造的这一面。
So the critical point here has to do with the newly creation. So therefore, God within us has has individual aspect, but also corporate aspect.
所以如果刚才第一章所讲的那个基督做头没有的话，这个工作在我们身上，要不然就是打折扣，要不然就是被切断。
So that as mentioned in chapter 1, Christ being the head, if without such reality, then this work, what it might be discounted or being cut off.
那如果我们是在神的爱里面能够 被带到圣洁没有瑕疵的话，就是在非常污秽的环境，非常搅扰的这样的情况中，圣灵或者是主他会这样的带领我们还是进入这个全新的创造里面。
So that if we can be in God's love, being made holy without blame, then even in such a filthy and corrupt environment, we can still be entered into the reality of being this one new created, this new created being.
那这个成为一个身体呢，并没有结束，在这里呢，还有另外一面建造这个工作。
And becoming into one body does not end there, and there's another work about building up.
所以这个建造呢，看起来好像是外面的，但事实上是生命的。
So this building work seems to be outward, but actually it's about life.
这个建造呢，是以耶稣基督做房角石的，但是呢，它最后的结果呢，就是教会呢，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So this building work is that Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone, but then eventually is that church become the habitation of God in spirit.
所以是圣灵的殿，这是一个非常宝贵的光景。
So this is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is a very precious condition.
然后呢，到第三章也讲到神的爱。
And third chapter also mentioned about the love of God.
但是呢，先看到关键的点，就是在第六节说，神就是这奥秘，就是外邦人在基督耶稣里得借着福音， 借着福音得以成同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
And the critical point here is verse 6 is that they who are of the nation shall be joint heirs and joint body and joint partakers of his promise in Christ Jesus by the glad tidings.
这个同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许，这个不是一个口号，这是一个属灵的实际，不但是地位，也是实际，也是一个生活。
This joint heir, joint body, and joint partakers of his promise is not only a slogan, but it's actually a spiritual reality, a position, and also life.
那其实呢，他是在第三章特别要把我们带到基督那测不透的丰富。
And actually, in chapter 3, it will bring us into the unsearchable riches of the Christ.
对于神是用他的，就是基督的身体来装或者是来经历那个基督那测不透的丰富。
So God uses the body of Christ to experience the unsearchable riches of the Christ.
所以如果我们在基督身体的这样的一个实际上如果不真实的话，这个基督测不透的丰富在我们身上就尝不到。
So if we do not enter into a reality of the body of Christ, then we cannot taste the unsearchable riches of the Christ.
所以这里还是在爱里面做的。
So this is also being done in love.
那他在第三章里面呢，他不但是要带我们进入丰富，而且呢，他还要成为这个天上执政掌权的，他们能够认识神百般智慧的一个见证。
So that in chapter 3, not only will bring us into all the unsearchable riches, but also will become the testimony to, in order that now to the principalities and authorities in the heavens might be made known through the assembly, all various wisdom of God.
对这个爱的经历是深的。
So this experience about love is very deep.
这个经历呢，就是需要能够常常被神的灵充满，需要被神的能力充满。
So this experience requires that we shall always be filled by the Spirit of God.
那也要常常遇见荣耀的神，能够看见神的荣耀，能认识神的荣耀。
And we shall always meet this glorious God and we can see His glory and meet His glory.
那使得呢，就是说这个基督可以住在我们里面啊，使我们呢能够在爱里面生根立基。中文的翻译是叫你们的爱心有根有基了，其实是在爱里面生根立基。
So that we can, the Christ may dwell through faith in your heart, being rooted and founded in love.
然后呢，到了第十八节就说这个呢，身量可以扩大，团体的身量扩大，个人的身量也扩大。
So then verse 18 is that individually capacity can be enlarged, so is the enlargement of the capacity of the corporate.
所以我们千万不要忽略这个神在团体里面的工作。
So that we definitely cannot neglect this corporate work of God.
所以如果神使这个团体基督的身量增大了，那在这个团体里面的这一个正常的这个圣徒呢，他的基督的身量，那个肢体的身量也都增大了，也都长大了。
So that if corporate capacity can be enlarged, then this individual saint in this corporate body can also be enlarged.
那第十九节说，要叫我们认识这爱，其实这里中文翻译成，其实它原文是基督的爱是过于人所能测度的。然后便叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
And verse 19, and to know the love of the Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled even to all the fullness of God.
所以这是把圣徒带到无限量丰富的一个地步去。
So this is to bring all the saints to the point that it's unlimited riches.
那但是这需要同为后嗣。同为一个身体，同盟应许的这样的实际。
But it must need the reality of joint heirs, joint body, and joint partakers of promise.
所以这样子呢，神呢，他的运行的工作，在每一个肢体上， 在教会里面才能够是把我们带到丰富的那样的一个就是一个经历的实际。
So then this power which works of the work of God that works in us can lead us into the riches of our experience.
那到第四章给我们看到，这是要满教会是满有基督长成的身量。
In chapter 4 is that the church can be full grown up stature of Christ.
而且在信心上是能够同归于一的。
And also unto the unity of faith.
而且在认识神的儿子的在认识神儿子方面是长大成熟的。
And also can become full grown man in the knowledge of Son of God.
所以呢这个的能够经得起这个各种的这些挑战的。
Therefore, is able to bear up all the challenges.
你不能禁止所有的挑战来到我们身上。
You cannot stop any challenges to come upon us.
第十四节说，人的诡计、欺骗的法术、异教之风，还有各样的异端。
Verse 14 says that all the slant of man in unprincipled cunning with a view to systematic error.
但是呢，当这些碰到教会或者这些碰到圣徒的时候，那显出的时候就显出圣徒到底是生命在一个什么个度量底下。
And when all these things come upon the church or come upon each individual saint, which will reveal what is the life capacity of the saints.
那如果是在小孩子的情况底下，就会被那个摇动，飘来飘去。
So if it's under the condition of the child, then it will be tossed around.
但如果是就是长大成人了，那个这些东西呢，来到呢，不但不会受重视，而且呢，也不会在教会中产生那些叫教会受亏损的情况。
But if it's a full-grown man, then when those things come upon us, then not only it will be neglected, but also that church will not suffer loss.
所以在这个第四章就告诉我们，我们呢需要持定真理。在爱心里面持定真理。
So chapter 4 tells us that we have to hold in the truth in love.
而且呢，在一开始的时候就说呢，要彼此要在爱里面互相的宽容。
And in the beginning it says that we have to bear with one another in love.
那这一点呢，就跟在这个哥林多前书的方面呢，是比较相关的。
And then this point has much to do with 1 Corinthians.
那哥林多前书告诉我们说，这是哥林多前书12章到14章，就是讲到基督身体的这些生活的方面。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 to chapter 14 talks about all the aspects about the life of body of Christ.
所以这里也讲到这个生命度量的方面。
So here also talks about this capacity of the life.
但这里讲到身体的建造。跟爱是不是在教会里面，神的爱在不在教会里面，是有密切的关系的。
Here has much to do with about building up of life and also whether the love of God is among the church.
那所以他说是爱是很有忍耐，很有忍耐就是很有受苦，又有恩慈，然后爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Here love has long patience, which is long suffering, is kind.Love is not emulous of others. Love is not insolent and rash. It's not puffed up.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Does not behave in an unseemly manner. Does not seek what is its own. Is not quickly provoked. Does not impute evil.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Does not rejoice at iniquity, but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容。凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
这些都不是一个就是律法的要求。
These are not a requirement by law.
这些呢都是生命的经历。
All these are the experience of life.
这些也都是随从圣灵所生命的圣灵所产生的这样的一个结果出来。
And that's the result of following the spirit of life.
所以在基督身体里面的生活需要注意一些事情。
So there are things we need to pay attention of in the life of the body of Christ.
不能过分强调恩赐。
We cannot put so much emphasis, we cannot overemphasize about gifts.
你要顾到整个身体，而不是以恩赐把它凸显出来。
You have to take care, you have to watch over the entire body, but not just have this obvious gift.
所以你要注意神怎么样来建造他的身体。
So you have to pay attention about how God builds up his body.
各样的恩赐只能照着圣灵的引导，照着主的引导，发挥它正常的功用。
All of the gifts can only be led by the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, to have its normal function.
但是各样的恩赐，它不能这个运用到一个地步，叫身体的建造变成这个扭曲的或者亏损了。
But all of the gifts cannot be used to the point that the building up of the body of Christ become crooked or suffer loss.
所以这里需要有一个认识。他说先知讲道之人终必归于无有。
So here we have to know that whether prophecies they shall be done away.
说方言之人终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。
Or tongues they shall cease, or knowledge shall be done away.
我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。
For we know in part and we prophesy in part.
等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
But when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part shall be done away.
所以我们现在都是在一个有限的状态底下。
So now we are only under this limitation.
我们不能把我们这个有限的把它扩大到一个地步，让神他要把我们带到无限的那样的丰富的那样的一个计划里面的。我们甚至就是说不在这个计划里面。
So we cannot enlarge our limitation to such a point that we are no longer under part of God's will.
那这里呢，就是说你们啊，他这里特别强调，我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
Here says that when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I felt as a child, I reasoned as a child. When I became a man, I had done with what belonged to the child.
所以在这个神是给每一个圣徒都会有恩赐的，但是呢，有恩赐的时候不代表你已经是成熟的人。
God gives gifts to every saint, but when you have the gifts, does not mean that you already is mature.
所以这里呢，这里是神要把我们带到一个地步，有一个团体的成熟，也使个人一起成熟。
So God would like to bring us to the point there's this corporate maturity as well as individual maturity.
所以那个基督身体的那样的实际呢，是我们需要在主面前反复的寻求，反复的祷告，反复的在主面前受主开启的。
So the reality of the body of Christ is something we have to keep seeking and keep meditating and also keep needing the Lord to open us up.
基督做头的那个实际一失去，我们寻求就不准确。
As soon as the reality of Christ being the head is lost, then our seeking is no longer accurate.
主把我们做成一个新人的实际，我们一否定，我们的寻求也不准确。
If we reject the reality that the Lord make us into one new man is lost, then our seeking is not accurate.
主把我们带进到同为后世，同为一个身体，又同盟应许，但是我们只知道这样的一个说法，但是从来不在这个实际，我们没有办法深入经历神的爱。
So as the Lord bring us into joint heir, joint body, and the joint partaker of Christ, a joint partaker of promise, that if we only know the saying, but if we do not enter into this reality, we can never experience the love of God.
所以在哥林多前书第13章告诉我们说，我们如今这个仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 12, for we see now through a dim window obscurely, but then face to face, now I know partially, but then I shall know according as I also have been known.
我们无论知道我们认为多么的多，但是在主那全面性的心意来看，我们还是模糊不清的。
Regardless of how much we think we know, but actually in overall,The will of God, we are still its obscurity.
所以我们需要主给我们第一手的开启。
So we need the Lord's first-hand revelation to us.
我们也需要主借着跟我们同坐弟兄、同坐后世的弟兄姊妹们，能够借着主给他第一手的开启，带给我们一些光照。
So we also need our fellow brothers, our joint heirs.That who are together with us to help us, to open us up, to enlighten us.
我们需要主，我们也需要弟兄姊妹。
We need the Lord and we also need brothers and sisters.
这些呢，都叫我们在爱里面有深度的经历。
And all these allows us to have deeper experience in love.
这些呢，都是要把我们带进到成熟的过程中必须走过的路。
And all these are the way we must go through to come into this full maturity.
那到这个以弗所书第五章在讲到爱的时候呢，就是讲到基督和教会。
In Ephesians chapter 5 talks about love, it talks about Christ and the church.
当然一开始他也讲到就是说，如果我们在神的爱里面能够就是说经历到一个地步，我们应当可以把自己奉献给主，到一个地步呢，能够为着主要成就他儿女，就是建造他儿女或成全他儿女，需要我们在奉献，就是奉献我们自己这一份，让神借着我们来成就这个建造的工作。
So, and in the beginning of chapter 5 is that we experience the Lord's love to the point that we are able to offer ourselves as the sacrifice so that as we offer ourselves, then the Lord is able to through us to accomplish his work.
对，所以这个爱心形式啊，是能够对基督身体的长大成熟或者对基督身体的见证产生积极的有效的功用的。
So walk in love will be very positively and will be actively and effectively has to do with the grown up maturity of the body of Christ.
所以它是像着主耶稣一样，像主耶稣舍己，我们也在爱里面能够为着照着天父的旨意，把自己摆在神的手中，让神照他的旨意做成这个爱的工作。
So just like our Lord Jesus delivered himself up for us, so that we also put ourselves in as offering, so God through us can accomplish his work of love.
那这个第五章也讲到丈夫和妻子的那一面。
And chapter 5 also talk about the aspect about husband and wife.
那其实就是讲到基督和教会。
Which actually talks about Christ and the church.
它的结果就是要把教会洁净圣洁。
And the result is that the church can be purified and sanctified.
所以可以献给自己做荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
So that he might present the assembly to himself glorious, having no spot or wrinkle or any of such things, but that it might be holy and blameless.
所以神的爱在教会里面是带来这个荣耀的结果的。
So God's love in church results in the glorious way.
所以不只是满足我们这些我们个别的需要而已。
So it's not only satisfying our individual needs.
所以他在这个爱的工作里面 是要把教会，是把全体能够分别为圣，归给他自己的。
So in his work of love, is able to sanctify church corporately unto himself.
这最后结果就是荣耀的教会能够显出来，能够归给基督。
And the end result is that the glorious church can be revealed unto Christ.
这是主所要的，但却是仇敌最害怕的。This
is what the Lord would like, but is what the enemy is afraid the most.
也是仇敌用尽各种的方式来扭曲神的心意要成就的，神的心意。And
also, this is the God's will that the enemy uses all kinds of scheme to crook this will of God.
所以仇敌呢，就是不希望荣耀的教会出现。So
the enemy does not want the glorious church to appear.
但是荣耀的教会呢，却是在神的爱里面能够被逐渐建立成全的。But
the glorious church can be gradually perfected in God's love.
所以这是我们在主面前面对的一个属灵的征战。So
this is the spiritual warfare that we face before the Lord.
可能我们不是一下子就能够完全的明白。It
might be that we cannot completely understand in such a short time.
但是神在他的爱里面，在他圣灵的工作底下，会把我们逐渐带到那个完成的时机。
But God in His love and in the work of the Holy Spirit will gradually guide us into the completion.
我们需要把自己奉献给主，让基督做头，是真的成为实际。We
have to offer ourselves unto the Lord so the Christ being the head become a reality.
我们需要把自己奉献给主，让主新造的工作在我们身上没有任何折扣，没有任何的那个好像。 不能够成就的那样的情形。We
have to offer ourselves to the Lord so the work of the new creation on us is not discounted or not have any reality.
我们需要把自己奉献给主，让我们在主面前跟弟兄姊妹一起有这样的机会，能够进入那测不透的丰富，那个爱的极深，而且你形容不清楚的那个丰富里面。
We have to offer ourselves to the Lord so that together with brothers and sisters, we can enter into a reality and of the unsearchable riches of Christ and in love that is surpassing our understanding.
我们需要奉献自己，让主真实在我们身上，在每一个可以一起经历个人的经历、团体的经历、团体的生活当中呢，基督的身量在教会中不断的长大。
We have to offer ourselves so that this corporate body can be fully grown up into this full mature grown man.
愿主荣耀的教会能够在我们有限的年日中有实际出现的机会。
May this glorious church of the Lord that in such unlimited time we have this in such limited time we have can be appeared.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中，求你亲自用宝血遮盖。
Lord, once again we commit those words back to your hands. May your precious blood cover these.
需要你智慧启示的灵。 能够给我们回头的亮光。We
do need your spirit of wisdom revelation give us light as we look back.
也需要你圣灵亲自给我们主啊你自己喜悦的印证。And
we need your Holy Spirit once again give us this assurance that's pleasing to your will.
愿你祝福你自己的话。May
you bless your own words.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.